Hello and welcome to my podcast, So P3M, the Project, Program and Portfolio Management Knowledge Series. My name is Kailash Upadhyay, and in this podcast episode, I'm going to talk about a very important concept, which is program component interdependencies. Now, primarily, there are two types of interdependencies. The first one is intra-component interdependencies, and the second one is inter-component interdependencies. But before I explain these two types of interdependencies between the program component, let's understand what are program components. So the project, subsidiary program, and program-related activities which are performed within the program to deliver its benefit, these work is called the program components. So I hope, friends, you understood what are program components. Now, let's understand the intra-component and inter-component interdependencies between these components. First, we will understand the intra-component interdependencies. In intra-component interdependencies, where all the program components which are performed and managed within the program, and there is no dependencies outside the program to realize its benefit. Now, let's take an example that you are developing a new web portal for your organization. And this web portal development program has many components, let's say integration with the payment gateway, let's say integration with some of the external services which you are using from a vendor, and maybe some internal services which you are using with the vendor. So there are many components, but remember, all these components are managed within the program. There is no work which is performed outside the program. So this type of component interdependencies is called intra-component interdependencies. Now, the second type of interdependencies between the program component, which is called inter-component interdependencies. Now, in this type of relationship, there can be possible that one or more program component is performed outside the program, and that component output is important for your program to realize benefit. Let's take a situation. It may be possible that you have identified a component and you've gone to program steering committee for authorizing this component. But the steering committee tells you that this kind of work is already being performed outside the program and you can reuse that work within your program. So you do not have to reinvent the wheel and you can optimize the resources by sharing the resources with the other program. So this is the way both the program will have win-win results. And yes, your program will have a component which is managed outside your program, but the output of that component can be used within the program. So I hope, friends, you understood this inter-component interdependencies. Now, let me give you an example also to explain this interdependencies. Consider that you are working for an organization called Microsoft, and you have been asked to manage a program which is called Microsoft Surface Laptop Development Program, that you are launching a new Surface laptop. And in this Surface laptop, you have many program components such as component to build the keyboard of a laptop, component to build a chip of a laptop, component of a build a storage of a laptop, and many other components. But one important component is a touchscreen component. You have gone to the steering committee to seek approval for this touchscreen component for your Surface laptop. And the steering committee tells you that there is similar work is being done within the portfolio. So you don't have to do this work. Rather that once that work gets completed, you can use that output within your program and you can realize the benefit. So this is the way you can optimize the resources and you don't have to reinvent the wheel again. You don't have to perform this component from all over again within your program because this work is already being done somewhere else within a portfolio in some another program. So friends, that's all I have in this podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode and I hope it built your understanding about program component interdependencies. If you have any question related to your PGMP certification exam, then please feel free to reach out to me. You can find my contact information in this podcast description. And do like and subscribe to my show. So thank you very much and have a great day ahead.